CIWE-FM, a Windspeaker Media radio station broadcasting from the AMSA studios in Edmonton. This is 89.3. The Raven.
This is The Raven, and this is Shannon Wolf with Raven Mornings. Thank you so much for having us on this morning. AEW rolls into Edmonton tomorrow, Rogers Place, and joining me in the studio this morning, the current reigning FTW champion, Chris Jericho. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's always exciting to be in Edmonton on a blustery, rainy day in the middle of May, right?
Yeah, well, at least it's not snow.
I lived in Calgary, and it snowed like in June. Once.
So. That's right, because you have Canadian parents too. So
I'm Canadian.
You are Canadian.
Yes, I'm Canadian.
In your blood.
Yes.
So then you're used to this. This is nothing.
Yes, no.
So you've had a diverse career spanning music, acting, writing. You're the FTW champion now. What initially drew you to the world of professional wrestling?
I was just a big fan of the characters of wrestling and the personalities. When I was young, I used to watch with my grandmother, and I really got into that whole side of things. And I mean, that's what wrestling really is. You know, matches and all that stuff is important, but the most important thing are the characters and the storylines. That's what really draws people in. And if you can connect with an audience with the right story and the right character, then that's when you really become successful.
So you've performed all over the world, and are there any particular matches or moments that stand out for you, aside from recently becoming the FTW champion?
I mean, just getting to tour around, you know, around the world and getting a chance to be in Canada and obviously in Edmonton. We had a great show here last year at the new arena, Rogers Place. And, you know, whenever I come back to Alberta, it's always fun because I train in Calgary.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I started. My first match was in Pinoca, just down the road at the Moose Hall. But I've been everywhere on these roads, from, you know, Red Deer to Cochrane to Rimby to Balzac, you name it. I've wrestled there, Drumheller, Sun Valley. So it's cool to, like I said, to kind of always be back in Alberta. And it's kind of been an annual tradition for us here in AEW. And a lot of people think that Calgary is a great wrestling city because of the Hearts. And it is, but Edmonton's always been better. It's just better for crowds, better for reactions, the size of the crowd. So this is my choice for the wrestling city of Alberta, for sure.
You have been the narrator on Dark Side of the Ring. And that, you know, portrays stories of some of our favorite wrestlers and the histories behind them and all that. What's one of the stories that you narrated that really shocked you about a wrestler?
Nothing really shocked me because I've been in the business for 33 years, right? So I think the cool thing about Dark Side is it does kind of delve into the history of the biz. And, you know, things were pretty crazy in the 70s and 80s, just like they was for rock and roll as well. And times have changed now to, you know, I kind of started in the business in 1990 when there was kind of one foot in the past and one foot into the future of where we're at now. And you can see guys have really changed around. There was a lot of kind of, you know, debauchery and chemicals and all that sort of thing used back in those days. And it's really not like that anymore. Now guys are really more into just taking, you know, a gummy and playing video games at night, which, you know, is far more better for the health of the guys, you know. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know, and I think as well, back in those days, even when I started, I mean, we used to do 20, 22 shows a month, 25 shows a month. It's insane. Like, who can handle that? And now we're basically once or twice a week, which is great. And, it, you know, especially for a guy like me, it's one of the reasons why I can still perform at a high level after doing this for decades, because the shows are, you know, a little bit more spaced out better. So that's kind of one of the biggest things. Like, when you look at the Dark Side, those guys were literally traveling, you know, 300 days a year and with all the, you know, the party favors that were associated with that. So it's cool to kind of look into the past to pave the way for the future so the business can thrive and grow and the guys can be safer.
I mentioned earlier, you know, you've done so many different things. You're a podcaster, author, actor. What's something you haven't done yet that you would really love to do?
I really don't look things that way. You know, it's like people say like, oh, what's your bucket list? And it's like, you know, I don't really have one. Like I didn't say, you know, I want to wear a pink dinosaur costume dressed in a bride's outfit and do the Masked Singer. That was not ever something I had written down on my list of things to do. I just did it when the opportunity came up, right? So, and that's one of the cool things for me when I first wanted to get into wrestling, you know, when I was 19 years old, so many people said, oh, you're not big enough and you'll never do it. And I was like, well, I don't understand why people care so much about what I want to do. I'm just going to do it anyways. And once you become successful, same thing with Fozzy, with my band. Now I kind of just try whatever I feel like I want to try. And that's kind of been a good motto to have. You know, you're talking about, you know, Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Razor at Sea, the cruise that I've done. We just finished our fifth voyage a couple months ago. That was wasn't something I ever set out to do, but it just became an idea that I thought would work out really well and put my mind to it. And then you make it happen. That's kind of been the story of my life at this point. So yeah, things always come up, and if they sound interesting, I'll give them a try. And if they don't, I won't do them. So next year, when I come back, I'll be able to tell you some things that I did that we never discussed today because I didn't know it was going to happen.
Okay. I don't have
anything in the pipeline. I'm just saying things come up. You know what I mean?
Doesn't matter. I'm going to ask you about it next time you're here.
Yes, right.
AEW coming to Edmonton tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Now, I got to ask you about this. Crowd's not so happy after Dynasty when you defeated Hook.
Right.
You got the belt. And then you went on a podcast and you were saying, you know, sometimes wrestling fans, they don't get... You don't get the entire storyline right away. You gotta wait. You gotta wait for the goods.
Yeah, I mean, it's fans of pretty much anything now. It's like everybody wants to be, you know, instantly gratified.
Yeah.
And it's not how it works. It's not how I work. You know, we tell stories, like I mentioned earlier, and sometimes people get mad after one of the chapters of the story, but it's like, you know, you can't read one chapter of a book and say, this book sucked. You gotta read the whole thing from beginning to end and read it the way that the writer intended you to read it. You know, it's like when you watch a movie, the director and the producers and the script writers and the actors, they start at the beginning, they go through the middle, and they go to the end, and then you judge whether you liked it or not. And in our society now, people get really angry over one part of a story rather than waiting till the whole thing goes through. And that's fine. Like I like making wrestling fans mad. I really enjoy it. Because now with you know, social media, and there's so many facts, you know, behind the scenes, but people still don't know. They think they know, but they don't. They don't know what we know in the business and know where we're going with things. So, and if they get a little bit impatient, well, that's okay. They're going to tune in the next week, and then we can see, like I said, the full story unfold, and then you can judge if you like it or not.
Well, you get to go and you get to judge him tomorrow night at Rogers Place.
Judge me.
AEW will be here. Last but not least, I don't want to embarrass you or anything, but how much can you curl? Because listen, I just upped to 15 pounds.
Oh, that's great.
Look, you see these?
I see them coming through your cheetah pattern sweater there. I don't really lift weights anymore.
What?
Yeah, I just do kickboxing now and really, really do a lot of cardio, biking and that sort of thing.
Because
one of the things when you've been wrestling for a long time, it does start to affect, you know, your joints and your body and all that sort of thing. So, I was a pretty good curler though. I've always had good biceps. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But 15 is very impressive. Very, very impressive.
Don't mock me.
I'm not mocking you. I'm probably, now that I haven't lifted weights in a while, I'm probably down to about 12 or so.
Oh,
so there you go.
You mean I can curl more than
yes,
you?
Yes, you can.
Oh my God.
I'm going to now say I'm deeming you more curl worthy than I am.
This day just got so amazing. All right. AEW coming to Rogers. Head to ravenradio.ca for the link to get your tickets. Chris, thanks so much for being here.
See you tomorrow night, guys. Thank you.